Have you ever caught yourself listening to one of my audios and thought, hey, I wonder what all her emotional baggage is? Hi, welcome to this questionnaire. No, but for real, hi backstage. This is LMNS After Dark. Even though I am currently unable to record any actual, like, fun audios, I can just record a shitload of questionnaires, so that's what I'm doing now. Today I am doing Catgirl Detective's Let's Get Over Stuff questionnaire, mostly because these are questions I haven't seen before, and I feel like it'll be cathartic to get it all out there, and who knows, maybe one or two of you will actually enjoy listening as I just, really get lost in the sauce. But, also apologies again, I now have Hell's Kitchen in the background. My addiction to competitive cooking still continues. Question 1. Is there something you wish you could get over right now? There's a lot of things I wish I could get over right now. But, I think that one of the things I really wish I could get over is my insistence on being bad to myself. And not in, like, a... Well, I guess it is technically physically bad, but not in, like, a self-harm way, but in more of, like, a, hey, why haven't you started being healthy again way. But, like, I have everything planned, but you know how it goes. You get everything planned out, and you're gonna do it for real this time, and then you don't. No, but I think that I should be able to actually get a good start on getting myself in the right direction, both physically and mentally, now that I've got a really good support system, and I've kind of trimmed the fat in terms of the people that I know are going to hold me back from being my best me. So, question 2, are you an open book, or do you usually keep things bottled up? I usually keep it bottled up pretty tight. The only reason I'm being open about this now is because I don't know any of you, and you don't know any of me, so this is just yelling into the void. After so long of, like, when you're brought up not feeling like you can come to anyone with your problems, or in the event that you do, it's just kind of, you know, shot down and made to be like, oh, well, this is your fault, this is why you're feeling this way. You kind of just stop telling people about things. So, but that's another thing that I'm trying to get better about. So, which will be a field day for my future therapist. So, sorry, whoever you might be. Alright, next one. What's something you've always wanted to say but never had the opportunity to? Ow. It's got a cramp. I'm allergic to being emotionally honest. I guess something that I would have liked to say and probably should have said to someone who I... I guess recently cut off. I haven't talked to them in almost 2 years now. Oof. Oh, time flies when you're being a better you. I wish that you would be more proactive in improving yourself. You have all of these resources and all of these people who are trying to help you, but you're not making any forward effort for yourself, and that's why nothing's working. It's recovery is a two-way street. You can't just expect wellness to fall into your lap. You have to work for it. And it's honestly insulting to see how solid of a support system and all of these resources you have, and you're kind of just pissing it all away. So, next one, are you the type to regret your actions a lot? Yeah, but it's really just because I'm very, like, second-guessy, so rare is the time when I make a decision and don't immediately think, oh, fuck, why'd I do that? Oh, God. Like, like, I'll do something without consulting anyone sometimes, and then instantly be like, oh, my God, everyone's going to be so mad at me that I did this. Next question. When someone wrongs you, do you usually hold a grudge? It depends on how big the wrong is. Like, like, I only have, like, two active grudges I'm holding right now. I guess three if you count my mom, but that's, like, a work in progress. But the first one was from junior high, and it's kind of petty now that I think about it, but not really, because she really did fuck me over pretty bad, because I don't even remember why I started fighting with this girl. I think part of it was because she would constantly steal my shit anytime she'd stay the night at my house, and then I would have the audacity to steal it back, and so the serpent consumes its tail. But just after a point, we just started, like, actively hating each other. And we had the same PE class. And so, without my knowledge, she took all of my stuff out of my stupidly unlocked locker and locked it in another one. And there was only one girl who saw, and she told her that she would kill her if she told me. So, for a while, she didn't. But, so all of my stuff, all of my things were gone. All of my schoolwork, I had my shiny new iPod in there, it was gone. So, I was crushed for like 2 weeks after that. After which point, the witness came to me and said, hey, this girl did it. And I'm like, oh, of course she did. So then I stopped even engaging with her because it wasn't worth it. And I ended up getting my things back. They had to take a bolt cutter to the locker. So that was a very fun day. And then the other grudge is, you know, that's the person who I was addressing in the something you've always wanted to say bit. Because they had been my best friends since I was like 7. But it really just, like, now in hindsight, it's really kind of a boiling the frog scenario where, like, I had been friends with him for such a long time and I just kind of adapted to his mannerisms, which I now know were extremely toxic to himself and especially to me. But, yeah, so I just, without any ceremony, I just stopped talking to him. And it really showed how little I mean to him, because he did not even attempt to speak to me after like a month of radio silence on my end. Nothing. So, yeah, and it's just continued on that way for like a year and a half. Next question. When you and someone else have a falling out, are you quicker to blame yourself, or are you quicker to blame the other person? Myself. Partially just out of, you know, general guilt and like, oh, maybe I'm in the wrong on this. But also blaming myself for like, oh, why didn't I notice this earlier? Why didn't I take action sooner? And now I just feel like an idiot for having been like, you know, for having put up with their shit for so long, even when other people have told me not to do it. But, you know, it's that fun, oh, this will be different, because I'm their best friend, and I can help fix them. Spoilers, you can't. You really can't. You can help as much as you want, but don't let that totally eclipse what you need to do for yourself. Next question. Are you more of a I don't give a fuck person or more of a I give a lot of fucks person? I give so many fucks backstage. Oh, I give an entire warehouse of fucks. I think just, you know, I've never... I've never been, like, super confident about things. So it's very hard for me to just, you know, like, do things impulsively or not worry about consequences. Not in, like, a, you know, I'm gonna go shoplifting and no one will stop me way. But even in just, like, a, oh, hey, you wanna go just, like, out for a walk and be like, oh, well, I haven't informed literally every adult in my life about it. And I'll probably get in trouble if I don't, so, you know, it's like I'm just constantly having to report my every little action to somebody. It really just kind of made me very paranoid about anything that I would do or say, so I end up having to just kind of vet myself a lot on things, which is why, honestly, like, I'm not very talkative. Like, this is the most you'll ever hear from me. And again, it's just because I am basically shouting into the cyber void. But you're a really great cyber void, and I love you guys. So, yes. I give a lot of fucks, but I'm trying to be more selective about what fucks are worth giving, if that makes any sense. Next question. Does it take a lot for you to hate someone? Yeah. Again, just because, like, I really constantly need to go over everything that has happened with that person and be like, okay, am I in the wrong? And even if I'm not, like, are they worth hating? So, I don't know. Like, I don't, like, I don't super hate anyone, but I strongly dislike a lot of people, so. Next one. Excuse me, sorry. Which do you worry more about, the future or the mistakes of the past? A little bit of both, but mostly the future. Just because of, obviously, I don't know what will happen, but I don't know, I used to dwell a lot on the mistakes of the past, just because I'm that sort of person who, if I make, like, a little misstep, even if it's something totally inconsequential, it'll just play my mind over and over and over, and I'm just stuck in a, like, mind theater of my own super minor failings, which obviously no one else cares about, but, like, you're your own worst critic, so even if it's something stupid that anyone who might have witnessed it instantly forgot about, oh, I remember. Pepperidge Farm remembers. And Pepperidge Farm is gonna think about it for, like, 3 days. But, yeah, mostly just the future right now, because there are a lot of things that I need to get in order for myself. Like, you know, physical wellness, mental wellness, financial stability, health insurance. Oh, God. Oh, it's all spiraling. Just kidding, we're fine. I mean, we're not, but let's just say that we are. Next question. How much do you focus on self-care, and should you give yourself more opportunities to heal? I am trying to be better about self-care lately, which is a concept that I honestly hadn't really heard much of, like, in name until, like, this year. So, like, I've been very not good to myself for a long time. But now I'm, you know, trying to do my best to, you know, rectify all of my very bad decision making over the last, like, God, when did I graduate? I think around graduation, and then like right afterwards I moved out, and it all just kind of spiraled from there. Because I didn't know how difficult being an adult would be and being self-servient would be. And I was really bad at it for a very long time. And I'm still not the best at it, but it's getting better. We'll put it like that. And I've never had a skincare routine before this year, so baby steps. Sure, I might still be an absolute mess, but I'll be a mess with the nicest complexion you've ever seen. Okay. Here we go. Dried up. Is it easy for you to forgive yourself for your own shortcomings? It's getting easier. I've noticed that that's kind of been the theme of this whole thing, is that it's just now starting to get better, but, you know, better late than never. But yeah, I'm just trying to like more things about myself. And it's getting a lot easier now that, oh god, fuck. It's getting a lot easier now that I, you know, have people around me all the time who are just very nice and validating. Oh my god, I'm such a big baby. I just really love my friends, okay? They're great, and they're helping me to be better to myself. I'm finding less about myself to hate, so I figure that's a step in the right direction. Okay, we're gonna suck all those tears back in. I need to retain as much moisture as possible because the temperature change is drying my skin out so badly. Okay. Alright, here we go. Is there something about you which you find hard to love? I just finished not crying, catgirl detective. God damn it. There's something about you which you find hard to love. Honestly, the fact that I'm having trouble answering that, I feel is actually kind of a good thing. I think something that I should try and work more on is not being such, like, I'm such, like, a people pleaser, and it's been like that for such a long time that it's less of, it's less, hey, this person is really easy to be around, and more of, hey, this person is really easy to just fucking walk all over. So I'm really trying to get away from the walk all over part of that spectrum. But it's really hard. Just because, like, I've... And this is gonna sound, like, super dystopian, but, like, I've basically been conditioned to, I've basically been conditioned to absolutely not want anyone to be mad at me ever, which will lead to me jumping through a lot of unnecessary hoops to make sure that that doesn't happen. And even then, it'll still happen. Like, I was such a compulsive liar as a child because that was easier than telling my parents that I was having trouble with things. Because then, like, I knew it would, it wouldn't be so much of, oh, how can we work on this? It would just immediately be like, oh, well, this is because you're failing at this. You're bad at this. You can't handle this. And so it was just, well, I say it was easier. It wasn't, but it was easier to just tell them what they wanted and then work really, really hard behind the scenes to make sure that I wouldn't be caught in my stupid, dumb lie. And, like, now my thing is that it's not lying. Well, like, I'll still, like, lie to my mom about things, but it's more of, like, lying by omission because I'm an adult and there are some things that she just doesn't need to know about. Shocking, I know. But, now it's more of, if I feel like me saying something is going to make someone feel less than optimal, I just don't bring it up. And so it's mostly just me bottling things that should not be bottled. But the cork's already in there, baby, so... So, wow, I really got away from the basis of this question, but I know the thing that I find hard to love about myself is that I am insecure to the point where it is becoming detrimental to me as a person because I refuse to let myself feeling bad make others feel bad. So I just leave it in the dust, and I really shouldn't. Next question. What is something you love unconditionally about yourself? I have really nice eyelashes. Yeah, I have really nice eyelashes. I know, like there's... This is definitely going to be another one of those work in progress questions, but I think that over time I will find a lot more to love unconditionally about myself. And the last question. Do you know how wonderful you are? I know more about it than I used to. It's a step in the right direction. Oh my god, who put all these tears on my face? So, I failed to keep it together during all of these self-reflective questions challenge. So, but still, I hope that you guys enjoyed it. If you stuck around this long, I don't blame you if you bounced as soon as I started sniffling like a fucking child. I've noticed that I'm getting a lot more, like, emotional about things lately. I don't know if it's, like, if it's another fun mental health thing that I'm discovering, or maybe just because I'm getting old and I'm more emotionally susceptible to things, but, like, I don't know. It's weird and I don't like it. I used to be so cold I could watch an ASPCA commercial and stay dry and stone-faced the whole time. And now I'm just a mess. So yes, that concludes that very interesting questionnaire. Thank you again, Catgirl Detective. You're great. I am going to try and get some sleep because it is now pretty late and I have to work tomorrow. I don't manage my time very wisely. But I hope that you guys are all doing great and you will hear from me again hopefully very soon. Bye.